What's the plan for Balaga today?
Actually, Brian Balaga, he's not even here. He has an illness. He was sent home this morning. So I don't really have an update on where he is exactly with his ankle.
Mike, what kind of challenges are you facing right now at tackle with him coming back from the ankle and being sick with Jason Spray's hamstring and now promoting him?
Well, I think, clearly just, our roster reflects, we have some guys on the offensive line that are injured, banged up. So, with Gunther and Ricky Jean, those are tough releases. You're talking about two excellent men and did a good job here, but with Geronimo coming back also. So, I think our roster moves reflects, what we need to do just moving forward, what we felt was best for the team. So, those guys are good guys, good Packers. It's tough to see them go.
Without Gunther, he obviously played a lot of snaps for you last year. What are you losing in the secondary without him?
Good football player and even a better teammate. You talk about a young man, Ladarius, just the way he came in here, took full advantage of his opportunity, did everything right. And it, when it was his opportunity to play, he practiced hard, played harder, and was always available.
Mike, I know you never say never, but you kind of feel like the door is mostly closed on both those guys, or do you think this is just sort of a temporary thing while you've got injury problems on the line?
You hope. Any time you sit down and you release a player, and particularly these two, I hope I'm fortunate enough to coach those guys again.
Mike, is there any long-term concern with Spriggs' hamstring?
Well, long-term, what defines long-term?
4 or 5 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks?
A little too early to tell. I would say Jason's going to be a couple weeks.
So he got hurt blocking on an extra point or a field goal?
Correct. Field goal protection.
Mike, what are some things you learned from opening Minnesota Stadium last year that you can bring to this game? How is the atmosphere different?
Nothing. There's absolutely no correlation.
Mike, you talked about improving your speed on defense. How much do you think you've really improved your speed on defense this year?
Well, when we're in the sub-personnel groups, obviously you look the way Morgan Burnett's being utilized. KB, is played over 40-plus snaps. So, just in the personnel on the field, alone, we've had more speed. But I think our defense got off to an excellent start, and it's a game that we want to build off of. It's like anything in this league. You want to stack success. You have a standard of how you play, and it's all about improving. We understand that week one is a lot goes on for every team in this league. It's an opportunity to get better. So I thought our pursuit and finish as a unit was outstanding, and that's what I'm looking for moving forward, and that's the expectation. And at the end of the day, too, it's about being healthy. So, our defensive guys were healthy, rolling, and I think you saw the result of it.
How much of the change you made this offseason, getting more DBs on the field, getting faster on that side of the ball, stem from what you saw in Atlanta the last game last year?
Well, really, how we move forward in our all three phases, it's never just a reflection of one game. So, I think how the game was played and the outcome of the game. I think it's obvious. We were a team that had a lot of things going on. Fought through, got the NFC Championship game, and I'll say what I said today, as I said then. They played excellent, and obviously we're deserving to go to the Super Bowl. But we kind of ran out of gas. So it's a new year. They're a different team this year. We're a different team. This is a different opportunity. We're playing in Atlanta, new stadium, fast surface. So, those are really the things we're focused on. Because let's be honest, if you're thinking about last year and you're talking about last year, you're just wasting time and energy. So, to get to the point where you're playing in January and the opportunity to play in the Super Bowl, you need to focus on what's going on today. And that's really what our guys are focused on. So, they got some new players. Got a new offensive coordinator, got a new defensive coordinator, calling the game. Yeah, we understand we're playing on turf. You know, we had a chance to watch them play on grass last week, so, you know, there's definitely a difference when you play teams coming off, you know, a grass game and then going on to a turf games. It's our first game on the turf, first game in a dome stadium. You know, how you can handle the noise. Those are the things that we're focused on.
What did you see from their defense from your midseason game last year to the championship game and on to week one? Obviously, they had about four rookie starters back then.
You asked what I thought last year?
Yeah, I guess how they grew from week eight or whatever it was to the championship game. Yeah,
I mean, we laugh about this sometimes, even with, you know, I laugh with you guys. You guys got to listen to the answer before you. I mean, I just answered the question. I mean, last year's last year. I mean, we're more focused on what they did in preseason and what they did against Chicago. I mean, those guys aren't rookies anymore. I mean, they're good players.
And Mike, we've talked in the past about your philosophy on offense and changing personnel groups a lot. You did it a lot early in your career. Then you had that phase where you guys did a lot of no huddle and you had to stick with your 11 personnel a lot. Now, do you feel like you've kind of hit a real sweet spot offensively with both being able to change up personnel as much as you do and being able to be at the tempo you want? Yeah, have you found kind of the right mix of both of those, do you feel?
I mean, these are game plan questions. You know, I mean, how we go forward and what we do this week or what we did last week is you know, I'm gonna sit here and talk about that. I mean, you have to have the ability to play fast and you got the ability to make substitutions. It's all about challenging the opponent, but more importantly, I'm more worried about what we do. You know, utilizing our players. So whether we use standard huddle or no huddle, I mean, it doesn't really matter to me.
I'm not asking what you're going to do. I'm just saying that when you went through your no-huddle phase, where you did a lot, you weren't able to change up personnel as much because you were doing it so much.
We still changed personnel then, situation.
Don't you think it's fair to say not as much when you were...
Not as much, no. 15 was, I mean, let's be honest, 15 was a different offense. Yeah. It was a different structure. The coaching staff was different. It was different.
Right. I just feel
like you've always said that you think your offense is really at its best when it's up-tempo and you're changing personnel, that's all.
Yeah, and you can do that in huddle and up and in no huddle. Yeah.
We agree. Thank you. Sorry.
Mike, why is it a different Wednesday schedule today?
Well, we're actually going back to the old schedule.
Right.
So, didn't like the new schedule.
This old new schedule.
Well, no, it wasn't a vote. I mean, I mean, it's like anything. You listen to your bartenders. You know, who are the players, and not the players, but the people on the first floor. And you're taking in information. I was never like fired up about it. I did it for the right reasons. We tried it. Last week was a perfect week to really try it because, you know, you had so much extra time going into the first game. But, practicing late, practicing after lunch, I've never been a fan of it. That's why I've never done it to this point. But we felt like there's things that we needed to get done earlier in the day. And so that's why we're back to the old schedule.
In what ways does Atlanta's offense look different with Sarkisian as the coordinator?
Well, it's one game, a lot more motion, you know, shifts maybe, but there's definitely similarities. I mean, they're rolling personnel groups, so there's a lot of carryover. But you know, after one game, I don't think it's a huge difference.
And Mike, I know in the offseason you talked about getting Randall, you know, the ball more. Mm-hmm. What dimension does a healthy Randall Cobb kind of add to your offense and being able to get that kind of?
I mean, Randall's a playmaker, and you can do so many things with him. I mean, he's smart, he's instinctive, he has great awareness, he can play. You know, all four positions as a receiver, the ability to come out of the backfield. So it's important to make sure he touches the football.
Mike, does the fact that they played the Bears, a team that you're really familiar with, help you guys at all when you look at their tape last week?
It helps. I mean, definitely. I mean, you're familiar with the Bears. You know, playing them twice, you know, from a personnel standpoint, if you really look at that, just watch the matchups, and you look at the new players. That they, you know, they added the rookies. So, but yeah, I think so. And the Bears do some of the same things we do defensively. So, I mean, yeah, you're always looking at common opponents, common concepts, common schemes, and that's all part of the analysis.
Mike, what distinguishes Devontae Freeman as a weapon in their offense? They obviously gave him a big new contract. What does he bring to that offense?
He's a hell of a football player. And obviously, I think the way they run it, the scheme really fits his running style, the ability to stretch in one cut. He's dynamic on the second level. You know, he can break tackles. So, he's well paid for a reason. He's definitely a guy when you go through the depth chart and get ready to game plan. He's a playmaker. So he's a running back that you have to be focused on.
Two more, please. Without Ricky Jean, is that a sign that maybe Montrevious is getting closer?
He's making progress. Hopefully he'll do some individual this week.
Mike, it was the game in Atlanta last year where Kentrell stood up the guy at the goal line, right?
Yep.
I'm sure you saw a lot more of him before that, obviously. But what kind of growth have you seen? That was kind of a wow moment for those of us that were watching him. What kind of growth have you seen from that, Ken?
Confidence and communication. You can see it in the spring. He has complete command of the defense, even on special teams. His communication is outstanding. I think a lot of rookies go through, you're kind of feeling your way and doing your assignment. Echo maybe the call and so forth. But that jumped out at me in the OTAs and definitely carried forward into training camp. And that's a big reason why he's played as much as he's played. I mean, between special teams and defense, I don't know if anybody played more against the Seahawks.
Geronimo sort of started in that same spot. What did he show you this offseason? It sure looked like he caught a lot of balls out there, right?
Definitely. He made the leap. You're looking for the second-year leap, and Geronimo, in my view, has taken that. So, he's bigger, stronger, playing with a ton of confidence. He can play all four positions in the wide receiver room. He's a playmaker. I thought he really improved in yards after the catch. The playing in Washington's a great example of that. So he's really improved from his rookie year.
Thank you.